3. Detroit is thought of the world over as Motor City. It is here that many of America's automobile manufacturers are based and produce many of the tens of thousands of automobiles that find their way onto the world market every year. But to others, Detroit is known in another way, as the beachhead of the white supremacist movement in the United States. While places like Idaho and Montana garner greater headlines because of much publicized, though isolated, conflicts with white supremacists, it is in Detroit where Adolf Hitler's racist dogma is being disseminated to the white supremacist target audience, America's disaffected youth. Detroit is the battleground in what white supremacists describe as RAHOA, or racial holy war. Detroit is a city polarized by racial tensions. The city's infrastructure has crumbled, leaving African Americans and other disenfranchised minorities to live in crime-ridden neighborhoods. And like their parents before them, they turned to music to express their rebellion. Once it was the Beatles and the Stones. Today it is Nordic Thunder and White Terror, hate rock bands. Hate rock began in England. Ian Stewart was a musician in British punk rock in the 1970s who put together a band called Screwdriver. They signed on with a small label in Britain and opened for a lot of acts, including the Police and Susie and the Banshees. Eventually, the neo-Nazi National Front, a white supremacist group, pushed Stewart to publicize his political thoughts to attract sympathetic fans. Stewart agreed. In that agreement, the symbiotic relationship between neo-Nazi groups and what would later become known as skinhead rock was formed. While organizations that condemned Stewart set up a moratorium on his work, the National Front set up a record label called White Noise. White Noise's first CD was also Stewart's first openly racist recording. Called White Power, it became the prototype for similar hate recordings to come. But distributing this type of music to a large audience in America proved daunting, until Resistance Records came along. Resistance Records is based in Detroit. The company records white power bands and distributes their CDs, unlike other companies that have tried to do the same.